From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says there is no specific and credible threat of a terror attack as the nation heads into the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the head of Homeland Security was making a similar assurance today.
Speaking at Washington's Union Station before catching a train home for the holiday, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said law enforcement and Homeland Security officials are working overtime to protect the public. Johnson urged Americans to go about their normal activities.
We want to encourage the public, as the holiday season begins, to travel, be with your family, celebrate the holidays, go to public events, go to public gatherings, but be vigilant and be aware.
Security has been stepped up at U.S. train stations and airports following the Paris attacks. Some 47 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is pledging to stand by France in the wake of the terror attacks in Paris, saying today her country will also do everything it can to prevent similar attacks from taking place. Merkel says we are stronger than any terrorism. Nevertheless, terrorism must be fought with all possible force. Merkel made her remarks ahead of a working dinner with French President François Hollande. Yesterday, President Obama pledged to also stand by France in the wake of the attacks, which claimed 130 lives and left many others wounded. Brussels remains under a maximum security alert, though schools, the subway, and public buildings reopened today after a four-day lockdown. NPR's Afebio Kostarkin reports the terror alert status has been extended through Monday in the Belgian capital, pending review by authorities next week.
Parents nervously delivered their children to schools across Brussels today, hugging the youngsters who are back in class for the first time since last Friday, when the government declared a maximum security alert in the city and ordered schools and the metro system closed. Belgium remains at the center of investigations into the deadly November 13th Paris attacks. Two of the suicide bombers had lived in Belgium. The Belgian state prosecutor says a second international arrest warrant has been issued for Mohamed Abrini, who was seen with the missing suspect suicide bomber Salah Abdeslam, who fled to Belgium the day after the Paris shootings. Afebio Kostarkin, NPR News, Brussels.
The number of people filing applications for jobless benefits fell sharply last week. Just one more sign employers are either in hiring mode or holding on to the workers they have. Labor Department reported today initial applications for unemployment benefits fell by 12,000. The four-week moving average, which smooths out some of the volatility in the weekly numbers, was unchanged. Hiring reached its highest level of the year last month, with employers adding 271,000 jobs. A mixed close on Wall Street ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up a little more than a point to close at 17,813. The S&P 500 fell a fraction today. You're listening to NPR. Republican presidential hopeful Marco Rubio is accusing the Obama administration of making the nation less safe instead of more secure. Traveling with his wife and children today, Rubio told supporters the U.S. needs to confront groups like the Islamic State directly, building a coalition of support. He also criticized President Obama's recent deal with Iran to lift economic sanctions in exchange for curbs on the country's nuclear program, saying it will ultimately put more weapons in the country's hands. In one of the sillier annual White House rituals, President Obama today pardoned a Thanksgiving turkey. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama declared Abe, the 42-pound gobbler, a free bird.
Of all the awesome responsibilities that come with being president, Obama has said pardoning a turkey is not one. But the president once again went through the motions, publicly thanking his teenage daughters for gamely standing alongside him as he did so.
It is hard to believe that this is my seventh year of pardoning a turkey. Time flies, even if turkeys don't.
The turkey pardon has been an annual event at the White House since the first President Bush. Obama also planned to deliver dinners made from different turkeys to help feed homeless veterans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
In New York court today, hearing arguments over two fantasy sports betting sites. New York's attorney general has sought to stop the two sites, FanDuel and DraftKings, from accepting bets, saying their businesses are illegal gaming operations which are in violation of state law. The daily fantasy sports betting sites say that's not true, and the players who make up their fantasy teams, composed of real players and teams, then wager on them, are engaging in a game of skill. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.